It's official. Jan Švejnár is running for the post of Czech president. An economist in his mid-50s who spent most of his life in the United States, Mr. Švejnár will go head-to-head against the incumbent Václav Klaus in elections in less than 2 months' time. But what does he offer that President Klaus doesn't? And perhaps more importantly, what are Jan Švejnár's chances of actually becoming the Czech Republic's head of state? Daniela Lazarová reports.
Just weeks ago, President Klaus's re-election to the country's top post appeared almost certain. He had the backing of the Civic Democrats, the strongest party in parliament, and the efforts of the other parliamentary parties to agree on a joint candidate, a so-called anti-Klaus, appeared to be failing miserably. Now, at the 11th hour, economist Jan Švejnár has stepped into the limelight and expressed his readiness to take on the man who many consider unbeatable.
I want to be the kind of president who will consolidate the country and represent it with dignity abroad. I want to be president of an open, modern, dynamic and self-confident Czech Republic.
Mr. Švejnár himself appeared extremely self-confident as he faced the cameras, bringing what many described as a whiff of American-style politics to the Czech Republic. Although under Czech law the president is elected by parliament, Jan Švejnár said he would travel around the country to meet people, and he challenged his rival Václav Klaus to a televised debate, an offer that President Klaus promptly declined on the grounds that, unlike Mr. Švejnár, he really did not need the publicity. In fighting spirit on Friday, Jan Švejnár took a swipe at Václav Klaus, telling Czechs it was time for change.
It's time to turn over a new leaf, to put an end to this black and white vision of the world, and to realize that people with a different view aren't necessarily our enemies.
Despite the show of self-confidence, Jan Švejnár's chances of success are limited. As things stand, both candidates have one strong party behind them. Václav Klaus, the right-wing Civic Democrats, Mr. Švejnár, the left-wing Social Democrats, and the smaller Green Party. Although neither candidate currently has enough support to win the vote, political analysts think that Václav Klaus is in a better position to win support from the ranks of the Christian Democrats and the communists, who are as yet undecided. Political analyst Jiří Pehe predicts how the two parties are likely to behave.
I think that as far as the Christian Democrats are concerned, they will remain split on whom to vote for, and no amount of lobbying will change the minds of some Christian Democrats who have, for example, promised to vote for Mr. Klaus, or vice versa. As far as the communists are concerned, I think that the Communist Party will in the end vote for the candidate who will be more advantageous for the communists. And that, in my opinion, at this point is Mr. Klaus. Not only is he closer to the communists on some foreign policy issues, we know, for example, that the Communist Party is not exactly Euro-optimistic. They were certainly agreement with Mr. Klaus on issues such as the Sudeten-German question and some other foreign policy issues. But also, I think for the communists, Mr. Klaus is a better candidate simply because he polarizes the political scene. And that means that he basically pushes the Social Democratic Party into one camp with the Communist Party. And that is something that the communists need if they want to survive politically. Mr. Švejnár would probably reunite the political center, that is the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens. And that would be a danger for the communists because they would remain isolated. So in the end, if the communists vote for Mr. Klaus, based on these calculations, I think that he will be elected.
So your own guess is that Mr. Klaus will come out victorious?
Yes, I think that the chances of Mr. Švejnár are very small. If I should put it in percentage terms, I would say it's 95% for Mr. Klaus and 5% for Mr. Švejnár.
The presidential vote will take place on February the 8th, and the head of state will be elected by secret ballot in a joint session by both houses of parliament.